As conference committee hearings on a bill to change the state's EdChoice private school voucher program go on, parents and students in that program came together to speak out for one of the two plans being debated by lawmakers. A resolution needs to be agreed on before the EdChoice application process opens April 1st. One by one, EdChoice students and parents supported the Senate plan to expand income-based vouchers while keeping 420 school buildings on EdChoice, which is based on school performance, including students Sadia Kendrick and Austin Townsend and parent Rudy Wright.
If you take EdChoice away, I would have to pay full tuition or be subjected to go to a failing school.
I do not want to go to a high school that is failing.
We too are in a failing school district in a privileged neighborhood, and we want better for our children.
Public school groups have testified for the House's plan to replace EdChoice going forward with all income-based vouchers because they would be paid by the state, not by school districts. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.